Welcome back. It is hour number three of the Mike Malloy Show as we fade off into the night with you as you get ready to prepare your Thanksgiving holiday. I am Mike Malloy. And wait a minute. I am Brad Friedman. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Don't be fooled. Don't accept imitations. Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative citizen, journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com. With you here for one more hour. Going to have Mike will be back with some encore presentations on Thanksgiving and Friday, and then he will be back live on Monday. Live with Mike and Kathy Malloy right here on your public airwaves. Never fear. Until then, you got me for one more hour, but the good news is I got you for one more hour. Our phone number is 877-520-1150. What are you thankful for this year? Anything? Tell me about it at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. These are your public airwaves. Use them before you lose them more than you already have. Also, stop on by and say hello, say thanks, say happy holidays to the folks in the bradblog.com chat room provided by the good folks at ScribbleLive.com. Thank you very much, ScribbleLive. Stop on by. It's bradblog.com. Go over there, the top item, click on through. You'll find the chat room. Come on in and say hello. You can also call me all kinds of names, if you like, over on the Twitters. I am the Brad Blog over there. And there was some good, somebody had a good comment on the Twitters that I wanted to, I'll find it. Anyway, whatever it is you people are saying to me on the Twitters, thanks. Glad to hear it. You can also follow us over on the Facebook. Are we over 4,000 there yet? I hope so. I see what here is. Harriman said, thanks for working tonight, Brad, because we are live tonight on Thanksgiving Eve. Thanks for working tonight, Brad, sitting in for Mike Malloy Show. Love getting an education while making deviled eggs. Very nice. You're welcome, Harriman. Thanks for thanking me. Facebook is, I am the Brad Blog over at the Facebook. And did we pass the 4,000 mark? If we did, I'll shut up about it altogether. Let's see here. Refresh. That's, 4,000 even. Well done, guys. I appreciate that. And, I have no idea who the 4,000th was. So I'll just say it's Lori Dockendorf or Fred Wren, who have just liked us over there. Thanks, guys. Really do appreciate it. And any other business I got to get out of the way? 877-520-1150 is the phone number. And, okay, I had some, I've been bringing in audio every night this week. I just haven't had time to get to any. But I figure as long as we were talking in the last hour with David Swanson about the filibuster and about Democrats having the courage to step up and take action and to behave like the majority party that they are, at least in the U.S. Senate, and like the progressives they pretend to be, and actually they are in the U.S. Senate a lot more progressive now with folks like Tammy Baldwin and Elizabeth Warren being added this year. It is time. So they need to step up. Barack Obama needs to step up. And this is exactly what Bill Maher had to say about this just last week on Real Time with Bill Maher. You got that queued up? Bring it on, Tony.
And finally, new rule. Now that he's been reelected, President Obama must get back at all those right-wing hacks who tried to paint him as an angry black man pushing a liberal agenda by becoming an angry black man who's pushing a liberal agenda.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Now, Now, I like this president. And all those secret strategy meetings we had with me and him and George Soros and the new Black Panthers, I found him to be very agreeable. Allah be praised. But it is now the job of progressives to hold his feet to the fire for causes important to us. If not now, when? There's no third term, Mr. President, so you might as well throw caution to the wind, because it's not like we're using it to produce energy. Yes, clean energy. That's just one of many issues, like civil liberties, the drug war, the drone war, the war, gun control, that have been on my mind these last 4 years. And let's just say I have been waiting to exhale. And by that I mean I've been holding my nose. But you're free now. With no more elections to win, you are free to never again have to kiss the ass of coal miners and say the words clean coal. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as clean coal. It's like saying internet privacy or Tea Party intellectual or Fox News journalist. Another priority should be cutting the defense budget. We're the home of the brave. Let's prove it by getting by with one less submarine.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Please.
We were involved in a struggle against a radical enemy bent on our destruction. But the election is over.
Yes, there you go. Act like it. Act like you are the progressives that you always act like you are during elections. Now is the time. A 55-45 majority in the U.S. Senate, a resounding re-election victory, Mr. President. You know, a lot of people spent the past 4 years wondering why Barack Obama wasn't more progressive. And, of course, if anybody was paying attention to the actual election in 2008, they would have known that, you know what, he's not particularly progressive. He uses a lot of lofty words, and people, I think they, you know, projected what they wanted to see from him. But, you know, remember, he had voted to give the telecoms immunity just before the election in 2008. He is pretty much a corporatist, and he has behaved like one by and large. But a lot of people said, well, you know what, it's just he needs to get through this first term. Once he's freed up, it won't have to run for reelection. There's all kinds of things that he can do that he will do. Really? Will he? I'm not so sure. I'd love to see it. I'd love to be proven wrong. I'd love to see him start acting like a progressive for the first time in his presidential career. Yeah, that would be really nice. Okay, there was, let's see, some other business I wanted to get out of the way here. Should I do this Rubio? Yeah, well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? This, Bill Maher had mentioned a Tea Party intellectual as being a non sequitur, or what's the word for something that doesn't make, you know, military intelligence. Anyway, Tea Party intellectual. It doesn't make sense. I have been thinking since we're looking at this secessionist movement now from the Tea Party, from the so-called Tea Party. And I love the fact that it's, you know, these patriots. Kenny Pick was on our show last night, from Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick, and he pointed out the irony that it is these patriot groups who are filing for secession. Very, very patriotic of you people. Anyway, you know, the Tea Party didn't come around, the fake Tea Party, the tea baggers, didn't come around until after Barack Obama was sworn in. There were some real Tea Partiers. Prior to that, in the previous 2 years, the Ron Paul folks, you know, who really were honest about whatever it was they wanted. They weren't just, you know, Republicans in disguise. They were willing to go up against George W. Bush to get us out of the wars, agree with them or not, but it wasn't phony. What happened with the Republican Tea Party, the Tea Baggers, when they came in, it was complete and utter nonsense. It was crap. It was not the Tea Party. It was not the Taxed Enough Already Party. It was the Sore Loser Party. It is still the Sore Loser Party. And now the Sore Loser Party is calling for secession from these United States. Great patriots. So I was reminded, you know, since they can't form a Tea Party, they already did that. Now they're going to do secession. So I was reminded of when the Tea Party was young, and when I went out to speak with we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and play this in a moment. When I went out to speak to the tea baggers out here in Los Angeles a couple of years ago as they were on their Tea Party Express tour. And a clip from a short documentary we made. Haven't heard it in a while. I think it'll be fun to hear again. So stay tuned. That's straight ahead. And your calls, 877-520-1150. This is the Mike Malloy Show.
All of my life I have searched for clarity. I have wrestled with two paths buried deep inside of me. I lost some rounds, been knocked around, felt my share of defeat. Yet somehow I've always managed to get back on my feet.
Back on our feet after a hellish year, a hellish election, and glad to be here on the Mike Malloy Show tonight. Mike Malloy Show is sponsored by me. That's right, bradblog.com. Please stop on by there and consider a little donation for the tip jar to send us off happy for the holidays. We are running on fumes over there. We don't do sponsorships when I'm sitting in for Mike. So if you can help us out, we'll take it. And help us make it a happier holiday over at bradblog.com. Yeah, hit the tip jar. We'd love to. We gladly accept your support. 877-520 is our number. 877-520-1150 is our number. I guess I have to give all the digits. 877-520-1150. That's how tired I am. 877-520-1150. 50 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. What are you thankful for this year? Mike from Diamond Bar, give us a call back because Margo said your phone dropped, and we'd love to hear from you. So 877-520-1150. Okay, before we go to those phones, I was reminded, as I mentioned before the break, a few years ago now, I think it was back 2010, as the Tea Party was really coming into their own. And they were kicking off their Teabagger Express tour out here. It started in Griffith Park. I don't think they called it Teabagger Express tour, but that's what I'm going to call it. And Desi and I went out with a video camera, and we decided to talk to some of these people and find out what their worries were and find out why all of a sudden these people who didn't give a damn about what went on in the previous 10 years, all of the the added debt, the added wars, all of the things, they suddenly, you know, pretended to care about. We went out there, took a camera, and talked to these people and found out what their feelings were, why they were so afraid of Obamacare enslaving them with its tyranny. And so we made a short little documentary called Rise of the Teabags, which you can see over at YouTube or bradblog.com. Here was one fellow from that. Thought it'd be fun to play this again. Short clip. He was holding an impeach Barack Obama sign, and I asked him why did he want to impeach Barack Obama?
Barack Hussein Obama, do America a favor and resign. Why should he resign?
Why shouldn't he? This guy's a socialist. He wants to take our freedom, take away our liberty.
But tell us all the freedoms that Barack Obama has taken away. Listen to this.
Go ahead, tell us. Okay, wait a minute, I
got to... No, all of these are the freedoms that Barack Obama has taken away and should resign, and here now some of those freedoms. Give it to him.
For one thing, he wants to take away our freedom of speech.
He does?
Absolutely. Instead of fighting in Afghanistan, he's over here fighting against FNC, Fox News Channel. So
how does he want to take away their freedom of speech? Go ahead, tell him how he's taking away their freedom of speech.
By turning them off. By just saying, you know what? We can't have free speech. We're going to turn you off. If it's not my way, it's a highway. But
Barack Obama has turned off Fox News.
No. But if he could, he would.
He's not taking away freedom of speech.
Well, he sure would love to. He would sure love to take away the freedom of speech.
Okay, so he hasn't taken away freedom of speech.
He has not. But
tell us all the freedoms that Barack Hussein Obama has taken away. Get a load of this. Go ahead, tell him all the freedoms.
Well, for one thing, he's taken over the car industry. If it was up to him, we'd be driving this little...
He's taken away the freedom for GM to declare to go out of business,
right,
is what he's
right,
done.
Right.
He's taken away the freedom for those workers to lose their job, basically, right?
That's right. And he's taken away the people, that want to make a lot of money. It's like they want to tax the devil out of them. You know,
but he's lowered, actually, 85% of Americans' taxes, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure he has.
But he has, hasn't he?
I don't think so. Absolutely not, no.
If you made less than $250,000, he's lowered your taxes.
Yeah, right. That's what he says, but he's a liar.
But that's what he did do, though, didn't he?
No.
I mean, because I want to get a list. I want to get a list of all the freedoms that he's taken away. So the freedom of speech he hasn't done and the tax thing, I don't think, yet, right?
All right.
But what are the freedoms? Here's a list of the freedoms that Barack Hussein Obama has taken away.
If this man could take away all of our freedoms, I think he would take away a freedom to do anything and everything.
Thank you very much for your time and for speaking up.
There you go. From Rise of the Teabags, a two-part short documentary that you can watch over at YouTube. That was 2010 when Desi Doyen and I went out to Griffith Park to talk to the teabaggers who were kicking off their what turned out to be, frankly, a successful Tea Party Express 2010 tour. Have they learned anything since then? They're pretending as if they have since this last election. They pretended this after 2008. Oh, lessons learned. I don't think so. I don't think they've learned much of anything. I think they're going to be going back straight down that same stupid rabbit hole over the next year or two. You watch. I don't think it's going to change. All right, but maybe you do. If you do, let me know. And if you have anything to be thankful for this year, let me know. The phone lines are filling up, so get in now, 877-520-1150. Taking a quick break here, and when we come back, yes, your calls over your public airwaves are next. I'm Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. Stay tuned.
Same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. And if you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Everybody, we're in the same boat, brother.
Everybody, on Thanksgiving Eve, we are live here on the left coast. Broadcasting from the beautiful studios of K-Talk AM 1150 in Los Angeles, in Burbank, in Hollywood, whatever you want to call it, in Stephanie Miller's studio. Once again, don't tell her we were here. That's just probably best, if she doesn't know. What? Yeah, we weren't. Will we reset her equipment properly? Maybe?
Well, I can in the morning since I'm the one running the
show. Oh, you're going to run the Stephanie Miller Best Of in the morning, too.
Yes, I am.
Tony Sorrentino, you never quit. I think.
I need work.
I know you do. I thank you for that. I'm thankful for you for sure. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, what you are thankful for, 877-520-1150 is our phone number. 877-520-1150. If we'd love to hear, really, what you are thankful for after this long, impossible year, or anything else that's on your mind over your public airwaves. Let's go to Kevin in Colorado Springs. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, good evening, Brad.
Good evening. Hey. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for these faux patriots of the Tea Party and their efforts to secede, because without them, we wouldn't know what a real patriot like you and me are. We don't beat our chest and say we're a patriot. We just stand up for democracy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. If we didn't know who the bad guy, we need, what do they call those, role models, opposite role models. We need to know what not to be like. And they certainly give a good picture of that. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Have a great holiday, my friend.
All right, Brad, I want to thank you and Desi for doing the Green News Report as well. And special thanks to Mike and Kathy for letting you sub. and also for their dedication to this show and to the progressive ideas.
You're very kind. Thank you for all of the above, and thank you on their behalf for saying as much. And our Green News Report is available at greennews.bradblog.com and on iTunes and on Stitcher and all of that. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it, and have a good holiday. By the way, this someone just sent this to me. Irony alert, Mitt Romney's final vote tally nears 47%. You don't understand that, Tony? You didn't see that whole 47% video that he... Yeah, that's about all he's going to get, apparently. 877-520-1150. Paul in Irvine, California. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What is on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Brad, do you happen to follow Jackie Schechner?
Follow her on, what do you mean follow her?
On Twitter.
I do follow her on Twitter, yeah, and she's
a friend. I think I made you laugh with a mistweet that I did.
Was that you?
About Jack and Coke, yeah.
Yeah,
you remember that one?
I do, and you know what? It was hysterically funny, and I can't I can't even repeat it on the air, really.
I know.
It was hysterically, your typo was the funniest thing ever, and Jackie Schechner, yeah, she lives out here. We're friends with her out here.
Right. I wanted to say
I see her at the George Soros Acorn Black Panther meetings on the weekends,
cool,
as you know.
All right, comrade.
Yeah.
Quickly, I wanted to say that I'm grateful that the Republican Party is saying, or some of them are saying that they need to change their policies on things on immigration and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the GOP is an anti-intellectual party with an anti-intellectual constituency,
mm-hmm.
and they created a Frankenstein monster, and they not only have to, they can't just say what they're going to do for Latinos and women and young people. They have to do something in the next 4 years if they ever want to be in power. And I think they're more interested in being in power than actually doing any good in this country, Brad.
Well, you know, there's no question about that. And they have created a Frankenstein monster. I had meant to read on Monday, and I failed to. I don't have time now, but this comment, like, from Marco Rubio, who's not a dumb guy. Whatever you may think about him, he's not a dumb guy. And he was asked, how old is the Earth? And his answer was, I'm not a scientist, man. He said, I can't tell you what recorded history. I can tell you what recorded history says. I can tell you what the Bible says. But I think that's a dispute among theologians. And I think it has nothing to do with the gross domestic product or economic growth of the United States. A, it's not a dispute among theologians. Theologians all think it's 6,000 years old, maybe 7,000 years old. The scientists all agree that it's about 4.5 billion years old. So there's not really a debate about this. You know, maybe there's a debate between theologians and scientists who use facts and stuff, but Marco Rubio knows this. And for all their pretending that, oh, we're, you know, we've learned our lesson in 2012, we're going to, you know, get in touch with reality. No, they're not. They're not gonna. He's not gonna. He wants to run for president in 2016, so he's trying to position himself to appeal to the lunatics that who think that the Earth is 6,000 years old and the devil put, Satan put dinosaur bones here just to fool us.
Yeah, right. And you brought up that Mitt Romney, and he insulted the 47%. He also said, and this isn't talked about enough, that he wanted to win the election. He would have been happy to win the election with 51% of the vote, and that obviously would have been the angry white man vote. And I'm grateful that this was the last year that they would have been able to do that, because 2016 is going to be a whole new ballgame, and they're going to have to think about everybody and not just their base. And if they do, then they're going to fall.
Yeah,
and they're going to have to change.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. Get ready for Chris Christie in 2016. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Brad.
He's not going to be easy to beat. Hey, thank you, brother. Have a great holiday, Paul, and thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Your last chance to get on your public airwaves, at least when I'm around for a while. Who knows when I'll be back. We'll meet again, but I don't know when. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Let's go to Mike in St. Paul. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I guess, first of all, I'm thankful the Supreme Court won't be getting any more Scalia-type appointments for at least the next 4 years.
In theory, you're right.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes.
That looks good. But the reason I called is I heard a little bit this morning, I didn't catch it all, on the Stephanie Miller show, mm-hmm. I believe, about kind of a cyber war between Anonymous and Karl Rove's software in Ohio.
What did they say about it on the Stephanie Miller show? Do you remember?
That Anonymous was blocking the software that Rove had out there to flip the Ohio vote.
Yeah.
That's all I remember hearing.
Yeah.
Do you have more detail? I'd like to hear more.
I do. Was it Jim who was talking about it on the Stephanie show?
I was driving eating the donut.
Because, he's a big conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to a word Jim says. Actually, he's a good guy. He's a friend. I like him. So I'm just giving him a hard time. I do know about this. And I talked about it, so I don't want to go into great detail, because I talked about it during hour number three on Monday. If you want to go to bradblog.com, at the very end of the show, like the last half of the show, I talked about it in some detail. So I don't want to go too far into the weeds here.
Okay.
But essentially, there's sort of two different, or at least two or three different elements. One was Anonymous claimed to that they were watching Karl Rove before the election. They put out a video said to be from Anonymous, one of the guys in those Guy Fawkes masks, and it was quite amusing.
I saw that.
Yeah, claiming, oh, we're watching you. We're watching your computer networks. Then after the election, they put out a letter, not a video, but an anonymous letter, which may or may not be from Anonymous. That's the problem. Nobody can know.
Okay.
Claiming that they had gamed his Orca system, which was get out the vote tool. It wasn't actually a voting system. It was a get out the vote tool, in theory, that was not by Karl Rove, but actually put together, supposedly, by Mitt Romney. And it was his get out the vote tool that Obama, Anonymous, is, damn, I just gave away who Anonymous is. It was his tool, his get out the vote tool, that Anonymous claimed in this letter, if you believe it's Anonymous, that they had mucked up in some way by keeping people from being able to log into it, etc. The problem is, it had already been reported that people couldn't log into it. They were having a problem logging in. The tool basically failed. And who knows if that was due to Anonymous or not, because it's impossible to authenticate it. So that's why I have yet to report any of this at bradblog.com. If I can authenticate any of this, of course, I'll be happy to report it at Bradblog. Otherwise, I don't like to forward a hoax if I don't know if it's a hoax or not. But there you go. Does that answer your question, Mike?
Right. The mainstream media did carry something about the get out the vote thing kind of blowing up on itself.
Right.
These are all kinds of threads that people are pulling together correctly or perhaps incorrectly.
There's a lot. Well,
But nothing with actually flipping the vote.
Theoretically, right. It was, and what we've got is a lot of people speculating, and it's really cool and it's really interesting, and that's fine, and I don't mind if people do it, but in truth, I'm a journalist, so when I report stuff, I try to report stuff only that is independently verifiable as fact, that there is evidence, to back it up, and I don't consider a letter from someone out there making some claim without any, independently verifiable evidence to be proof of anything, really.
Okay.
Got
it? Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Stay warm up there, and happy Thanksgiving to you, my
friend. You bet. It's 70 degrees.
Is it? Oh.
Well, 57.
See, that's a problem with this whole global warming thing, man. People are going to like it. It's a problem.
Right.
Thanks, brother. Then stay cool up there in St. Paul. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Jamie in Humboldt. Our phone number, 877-520-1150. Everybody always calls at the last second. Then I got to bum rush you. I hate to do that. 877-520-1150. Our last few minutes on the show, so come on, bring it in now. Let's go to Jamie in Humboldt, California. Oh, Jamie, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah, hi, Brad.
Hey.
Nice to hear you on the air when I can. I was just going to pass along something.
Mm-hmm.
you had a DVD called Murder Lies, Murder Spies and Voting Lies?
Correct. Murder Spies and Voting Lies. Not my DVD, but it's I'm in it, and it's based on a story that I originally broke back in 2004 on Clint Curtis, a Republican software programmer who claims that he was asked to create touchscreen election fraud software that would flip the election results. Yes.
Anyway, it's a situation where, no surprise, this is the modern world we live on, and it's now his testimony before Congress has appeared on YouTube. That a friend of mine in the Middle West, he seems to be pretty teabag in his orientation. There's this site called I'm just trying to find it.
That's
anyway,
okay.
They have the YouTube video,
right?
11 minutes of it, and they are saying programmer states elections can be stolen.
They can, yeah, they can. And Jamie, only because I got to get to a break here, but I'll point people to votinglies.com, where you can get this documentary, award-winning documentary, by the way, won the New Jersey Film Festival. I think it's really cool. I might, because I'm in it, but so I might be biased, but go check out votinglies.com. And yes, all of the Republicans are suddenly waking up to this, and I've been trying to help them wake up to this for years. And yes, elections can be stolen, and these elections are not verified. And if you're using a touchscreen system, they cannot be verified. And that is exactly the problem. And so if it's taken this long for the Republicans to get it and start paying attention, then I'm happy about it. Jamie, I got to roll back, brother. Yep.
The thing is they aren't. It's a site called conservativevideos.com.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this is November of this year.
Mm-hmm.
The whole scree is been skewed, so it's all anti-Obama and anti-Democrat.
I know, but you know what? Let them take a look at votinglies.com. Let them take a look at that video.
Okay.
And, they will learn a good lesson at votinglies.com. Jamie, I got to run. Thank you, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving up there. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Our last segment straight ahead here on the Mike Malloy Show.
Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Yes, we will indeed. My thanks tonight, of course, and all this week to engineer Tony Sorrentino, the best engineer in the whole wide world. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate your work here this week. Always a delight. My thanks also to K-Talk AM 1150 for hosting me all week long. Greatly appreciate it. Apologies in advance to Stephanie Miller. And, of course, my thanks to producer Desi Doyen and to super-duper associate producer Margot Paez. You guys rock all year long. You have been just awesome. I'm greatly thankful to you as well. All the folks in the chat room for Earth, really appreciate you guys in there and keeping it lively. My thanks, I should add, to Scribble Live for providing our chat room at bradblog.com. I'm thankful to whoever put us over the 4,000 mark at the Facebook. Like us over there and set us as one of your interests at Facebook. I am the Brad Blog over there, and like us on the Twitter at the Brad Blog. And of course, as always, oh wait, first my thanks to my guest tonight, Sue Wilson of MediaActionCenter.net. And David Swanson of WarIsALie.org. And finally, my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit behind their microphone for three nights in a row. And never fear, there's going to be a couple of encore presentations tomorrow, but by Monday, Mike and Kathy will be back live. Very quickly, Muriel in Crescent City, you got about 10 seconds before we got to go. What are you thankful for, Muriel?
I'm thankful Barack Obama cannot run again for
what?
President.
Really? Why? You don't like him?
He's just brought out so much hate in this country that it's really sad and it breaks my heart.
Wow. You're blaming him for the hate that has come out. Gotcha. I got to run, Muriel. I'd love to talk to you about it more, but I do have to run. Margot, Super Duper Associate Producer, what are you thankful for? Quick.
I'm thankful for all of my buddies from when I was a kid who I just recently found. So I just wanted to say, hey, guys, my kids' real friends, thank you for coming together.
Tony Sorrentino, what are you thankful for, brother? Quick.
Nothing.
Thankful for nothing. You have a bad attitude, brother. Desi Doyen, what are you thankful for?
Some time off and biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, man, I like that time off part.
Happy
and
Thanksgiving.
The biscuits ain't bad either. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, America. If you missed any portion of tonight's program, stop on by bradblog.com. We'll have it for you there late night tonight. But get yourself a Mike Malloy podcast and support Progressive Radio. Until we do meet again, you can find me at bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman. Good night, America. Happy Thanksgiving. Keep it lit.